night. Happy, happy. We ready? We're going to have a good time. Now, I do this. You've heard of social media, right? Yes, we've heard of social media. So I've got a new phrase for you. It's called social speaking. Take a guess what that is. Yes, you know, don't you? That's right. It means I come out with you, and this is where I'm going to be pretty much the whole time because I am a man of the people. Okay, so we're going to talk about how the game has changed, and I'm going to start off with this number here and this phrase called zero moment of truth. Now, raise your hand if you've ever heard this phrase, zero moment of truth, other than Jay Bear, because he doesn't count, right? Zero moment of truth. All right, so there's a few different definitions of it, but here's the definition that I'm going to give you. Okay, zero moment of truth is the first time a prospect actually contacts you, okay? So they call you, or they walk into your office, or they fill out a form on your website, or they make some type of engagement with you, and they say, basically, I want to talk, okay? So that's the definition of zero moment of truth. So, smartest person in the room, who can tell me the relationship between 70% and zero moment of truth? Anybody? Come on. 70% what?
Blow it.
Okay, all right, all right. I don't know. That could be true, but not what we're looking for. That's okay. It's a good start. Okay, come on, keep going. Come on, don't be shy.
Make the sale.
Make the 70% make the sale. That's pretty good. Anybody else? Anybody else? We're getting close. The amount of research. That's really, really good. What's your name, by the way?
Heather.
Heather, that was good. Okay, this is what we know. We know, because this is what the Google lords have told us, and of course, Google is never wrong, right? We know that 70% of the buying decision is made before zero moment of truth. Now, think about that for a minute. 70% of a buyer's decision is made before they walk into your office, before they call you, before they fill out that form on your website. And why? Because they already know you way better than you realize it, don't they? Okay, so that's what we know. And if this statement is true, what's that mean for you? Anybody? What's that mean for you and your business? Go. Anybody? What's that?
You're halfway there.
Okay, good. If they come, we're halfway there. Good. Keep going. Come on. What's it mean? You better have a good website. Ooh, I like you. What's your name? What is it?
Kate.
I'm down with Kate today. Okay, so Kate, here's the deal. You said you better have a great website. Now, this is the question that I love. I've asked this question to over 40,000 people now in live audiences, and that is, what defines a great website? So if I asked you, what defines a great website, what would you say? Come on, anybody. What defines a great website to you? To you, sir.
Easy to find content.
Easy to find content. Why do you like it easy to find? Because you don't have a lot of time, do you? Okay, I'll take that. Good one.
Jeff,
my man. Jeff. Okay, good. What else? Great website. What's it mean to you? How do you define it? You, sir, you look shy. Go ahead.
Search. Got to have good search.
Got to have good search. In other words, you want to?
Be optimized.
That's a nerdy phrase. Be optimized. I wake up every morning and I say, I want to be optimized today. Don't you? I like that. That was good. It was thematic, at least. It was thematic for the times. Okay, so. He wants it to have good search. In other words, same answer, you want to find what you're looking for. So here's the answer of a great website today. And everything you do going forward in terms of the way that you build your digital stuff comes down to this right here. Because everybody in the world, I don't care what country you're in, even when Jay and I were in Denmark last month, they said the exact same thing. It's twofold. Number one, I want to find what I'm looking for. That's number one. It's not even close. Number two, it's very interesting because there's always a caveat with it, and I want to find it quickly, fast. That's exactly right, and that's the way that we are. In fact, raise your hand, let's see if anybody's paying attention. Raise your hand if you have grown more impatient as you search for things online over the past couple of years. Raise your hand. Gordon says, I don't use the internet. Yes, okay. He's like, these pool guys are killing me here. All right, so what gives you the right to be more impatient? What gives you the right? Brad, what gives you the right to grow impatient as you surf through things online over the past couple of years?
I really don't have it, but the faster I can get it, the faster I want it next time.
The faster you can get it, the faster you want it next time. In other words, your expectations have changed, haven't they? They've all been heightened, all of ours have been heightened. This is what we know. This is what we know. Okay, as consumers, number one, we're more impatient than we've ever been. It's a fact. We're all there. Two, we're more demanding than we've ever been. And here's the cool part, though. Number three, potentially We're more loyal than we've ever been as well. And this is the game changer. Okay, so got another question for you. When I say the phrase, buy a used car or used car sales, what's the emotion you experience? Go ahead. What's the emotion you experience?
It's a painful experience.
Painful. My man says painful experience. I'll take it. What else? What's the emotion you experience? Come on. What do you think?
Restart.
What's that?
Distrust.
Why, Chris?
Because you think of them as just trying to make a buck and not being credible.
You think of them as just trying to make a buck and not being credible. Anybody else from this table here? All smiles? Yes?
Cheesy.
Cheesy. I like that one. Okay. Anybody else? Used car salesman. Used car sales. Yes.